Your Health, Your Wellness Day on 104.9 MyFM is brought to you by Integrated Health Center. Becky Meadows is the Executive Director of Supple's Landing Retirement Residence. She joins us now to talk a little bit more about her journey into her current role, as well as what separates Supple's Landing from other retirement residences throughout the Ottawa Valley. Becky, thank you so much for taking the time today. Really, really appreciate it. And draw me a roadmap. How did you end up here at this point in your career?
So I'm a nurse by trade. I've been a nurse for 16 years, and I've worked as director of care. I've worked as general manager. I've worked as regional director of care for many different retirement companies. I've worked in retirement for over 15 years. And honestly, my last role was a regional role, and it took me out of the busy hustle bustle of the building, and I missed it. So I found this position and I quickly snapped it up because I missed the role of a general manager, executive director type in a retirement, because you get to deal with people, you get to make lasting relationships with residents and their families and the staff. And in my other role, I was working from home and I didn't really get that. I didn't get to make relationships with people. I didn't get to build on those bonds. So I was really lacking that. And that's what drew me back to this, really.
What would you say maybe separates Supple's Landing from some of the other possibilities for people who are looking for that next experience in life? What is it about Supple's Landing that kind of stands out in your mind?
Honestly, when you walk through the door, you feel like you're at home. It's like a big warm hug that you get. Even the staff say hi to you. They're smiling. Residents are saying hi and smiling. They're, you know, interacting with you. You could be, you know, a stranger to them, but they're still interacting with you. They're still making you feel like you're warm and welcomed. And that's really what drew me to this place, was walking in through the doors and feeling like I was home. It's a very warm atmosphere. We have a lot of local residents and staff from the area. So a lot of them are related or know each other or grew up with one another or went to school with one another. And for residents, that's a big deal. I even have residents that are moving back to the area after 40 years because they grew up here and they might not necessarily have much family left here, but their friends live here. So they want to still maintain those relationships with them and interact with them. And that's something that I don't think a lot of other homes have. And we're in a really, really nice place. We're right on the river. So we have a beautiful walking path out back, and we're the only home in the area that is located right on the Ottawa River. So it's really nice for them to, in the spring, summer, fall, be able to walk out on the walking path, sit in the benches, view the water. It's a combination of things. Mm-hmm.
What is the first, typically, conversation you have with families who are inquiring? What kind of, because there's going to be people who are out there listening thinking, yeah, no, it sounds like a great alternative and I need to look for something for a relative, but I'm not really sure how it starts or what questions I need to ask before I realize that maybe it is time for that. What kind of is that initial conversation that you generally have?
Really, it's discovering what their motivations are. So why they're moving from their home, what their needs are, what you're looking for. And then generally, it's once I've found out if they're from the area, it's how long have you lived here? You know, do you have family here? Just tell me a little bit about your situation. Generally, it's a conversation about health and wellness as well. If they have healthcare needs, that's something that we can approach and take care of for them. We have 24-hour nursing care here, so we review that on a case-by-case basis. And depending on what their needs are, like if they need home care, if they have family members that are helping them with groceries or other things that they might not necessarily, we might necessarily take for granted, then I'm learning a little bit about them, discovering a little bit about what they're really looking for. Nine times out of 10, it's just really looking for other people to spend time with because they're alone at home. They've been at home widowed, their spouse has passed away. They have a big house and it's all lonely for them. So they're missing that socialization aspect of things. And so it's really just getting them into the building because, like I said, once you walk through these doors, you have residents and staff members that are welcoming and open and asking you how your day is. They might not even know who you are, but they're still conversing with you and making you feel warm and welcome. And that's what residents are really looking for. The prospects that come in through the doors are really looking for the camaraderie that we can offer them.
All right, Becky. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. Really, really appreciate it, and I hope we connect again in the down the road.
Thanks, Jordan.
You
Have a
take
great
care.
day.
Becky Meadows, Executive Director for Supple's Landing Retirement Residence. This is Your Health, Your Wellness on 104.9 MyFM.